Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. As the government rolls out the ECLGS 5.0 financial lifeline for businesses grappling with the fallout of the Iran war, Meghna Mittal reports that borrowing rates for the scheme will likely be capped at 9% for banks and 10 to 13% for NBFCs. The program could facilitate up to 2.55 lakh crore rupees in additional credit through government-backed guarantees and longer repayment windows, easing liquidity pressures for small businesses, airlines and other eligible borrowers. India's payments ecosystem is preparing for battle ahead of Apple Pay's entry into the country. Anand Jay reports that the National Payments Corporation of India is accelerating the rollout of UPI Meta or Checkout, a tokenization layer that will allow users to save UPI credentials, much like credit cards on e-commerce platforms. NPCI is expected to launch it at the Global FinTech Festival in Mumbai later this year. Investors are jostling for one of India's biggest clean energy opportunities. Shell's sale of its Indian renewable energy business, Sprung Energy, has drawn binding bids from private equity firms KKR, Actis, a consortium of NIIF and Temasek, and the Aditya Birla Group, reports Swaraj Singh Dunjal. Sprung Energy, with a total portfolio of 5 gigawatts, is expected to fetch an enterprise valuation of up to $1.8 billion. Meanwhile, at least 6 non-binding bids have landed for the sale of a controlling stake in ReSustainability, the KKR-backed waste management and recycling company, Ashwin Mohan reports. Domestic investors are also showing confidence. They have put in more than 3 lakh crore rupees into Indian equities in the first 4 months of 2026, reports Ravindra Sonavane. This is despite severe market volatility and foreign outflows. Meanwhile, the global AI and semiconductor boom has propelled companies to market valuations of more than $1 trillion, writes Ravindra. 10 of these firms are from the US, with Taiwan, South Korea, and Saudi Arabia contributing one each. Policymakers are acknowledging that banks alone cannot bridge the SME funding gap. Priyansh Verma and Meghna Mittal report that a high-level banking panel is expected to examine reforms spanning bond taxation, securitization, and a dedicated SME bond platform to deepen funding access for smaller businesses. The broader push aims to bring smaller businesses into India's fast-growing corporate bond market, where more than 95% of issuances today still come from top-rated companies. India's thermal power expansion is continuing to lag targets, even as electricity demand hits record highs. Arunima Bharadwaj reports that the country added just 9.47 gigawatts of thermal capacity in FY26, or 73% of its target, amid delays in equipment supplies, land acquisition, and project execution. The slowdown comes at a time when the government is betting on adding 97 gigawatts of coal and lignite-based capacity by 2034 to 35. Amid rising geopolitical tensions, HFCL Managing Director Mahendra Nahata told Danish Khan that the firm will sharpen its focus on the defense sector. As part of its defense strategy, HFCL has consolidated its aerospace, aerostructure, and defense operations under a newly formed subsidiary to build scale. And finally, while Vijay continues his efforts to form a government in Tamil Nadu, Mariam Faruqui examines how his social media presence drove his political breakthrough. Vijay joined social media in 2023, but does not promote any brand partnerships, a staple for other actors who have millions of followers. He also posts less frequently, but when he does, around 15% of his total followers interact with his posts, well above the industry average. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.